happened.
All right, so here we are, Worldwide Live over BBS Radio. Thank you so much, BBS, for making this possible for us, and I welcome those who joined in online, and also, of course, those who join in over the phone line. And we have the line still wide open, and I welcome those who just came in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It's Robin from Irvine.
And what is your name from Irvine?
It's Robin.
Yes. Oh, hi, Robin. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Hive.
Yes, Dave.
What's the address for sending questions in?
Let me find it over here. Hold on one second.
All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Michigan.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, and Dave. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, no worries.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Julia in Humboldt County, California.
Hello, Julia. Good evening. How are you?
I'm trying to hang in there, hi.
All right. Well, my love goes out to you, Julia. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Is anybody else going to be all alone on Thanksgiving, or am I the only one in the world?
The illusion of being alone is just an illusion.
Yeah, I know. It's not...
We had two more people joining in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Steve from West Palm Beach. Getting hello. Hope you're well.
Hello, Steve. Thanks. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll be alone too, Julia.
Sorry, honey.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how you say, everybody?
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And if there are more people who are just in here, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, hi, this is Eric in Phoenix.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Oh, doing great. How's everything in Mesa?
Pretty good, man. Haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I've been working a lot.
I heard another caller talking to the call. Please say your name and location.
Carla in Okotoks.
Hello, Carla. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being here, Carla. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Kathy calling from Rockland, California.
Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all.
Thank you. Who else said they're going to be alone? What was your name?
I know it was Marilyn. Marilyn, can you speak up?
Oh,
yep, it was me.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Nothing.
Yeah. That's
better. That could be an all-day job.
Yeah, nothing with my nobody.
Oh.
Nothing with me, myself, and I.
Yeah. And it's okay.
Like I said, you're never alone. There's three of you.
There you go.
Yeah, don't
I'm
let
not upset about
my
it.
Head bother you.
What'd you say?
I said don't let the voices in my head bother you.
We are the voices in your head.
Yeah.
I know. How come I got the taste for clam chowder tonight? Cecil calls in and all of a sudden I want to run downtown.
Yeah, geez, that sounds yummy.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Delaware.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the call.
You got the address there, Heise?
I'm still looking.
Hello?
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
This is Wynn. Can you hear me?
Wynn who?
Yeah, hello. We hear you.
We can hear you, Wynn.
That's Marilyn.
Yeah.
That was Rick, right? Do I see Rick there? Eric?
Yeah, hi.
And
Wynn?
David? And
yeah,
the sea serpent is there.
Sea serpent is here.
There we go.
Cecil needs some upliftment tonight, eh, Wynn?
Cecil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're having a hard day.
Julia.
I'm having a hard week.
I said, and so does Julia.
Julia?
Yeah, hi, Wynn.
Wynn, what's the email address to ask questions for the Wednesday call?
Questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Thank you.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Is Jim cooking
Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Julia, why don't you ask a question? I'll keep you anonymous.
Is Jim cooking for you guys tomorrow, Wynn?
Pardon me?
Is Jim cooking for you guys tomorrow?
No.
Oh.
We are going to drive down and have Thanksgiving dinner with Terry Friedman.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Say hi to Terry.
I will.
I'm reading his book right now.
Are you?
Good stuff.
Which one?
Maybe on Christmas Eve, I'll get Terry to do. We'll do some kind of special event with Terry. Wouldn't that be cool?
Great.
You're talking about Dr. Friedman or Terry Brown?
No, Dr. Friedman and both Terrys.
Okay.
Okay, that would be amazing, huh?
Yeah.
We'll charge $50 for it. it'll be a black tie event. Now, is Terry Brown on the line?
Let's give her a chance.
Yes, I am here.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hey,
Terry. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Terry, were you? You did a pretty good job on muting yourself right now, like that, huh?
Yeah. I'm holding.
I'm impressed.
Very professional.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, the Phoenix signs are off. It's 6:05. So when?
We're ready to start. Okay.
Fantastic.
I mean, we're not really ready.
You got your recording going?
No. I'm glad you guys are looking after us. Jeez. You suddenly figured out that we need you to look after us. All right. Am I right, Terry?
So we need looking after?
We need looking after, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. Let's see. We're going to start the recording.
Is it all right? You got it?
Wait, before we start the recording, let me just see if there's any last-minute questions.
I have the lines muted. Do you want me to open the lines?
No. Questions that came in on email. Okay? And it looks like... Wait a second here. All right. I don't see any questions.
I know Dave is going to send the email you want still, Dave from Mesa. So check in a bit, probably.
All right. Hang on. Now, all of you guys that are listening on the internet, this is all part of our act. We have rehearsed this, and we get our opening down really well so we can look like a couple of clutches, okay? And here we go. See, Terry remembered to laugh. We rehearsed that. She rehearsed that one too. And you know what? She sounds so authentic. There we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is November 27, 2013, Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona, and on planet Earth, in planet solar system, in the Milky Way galaxy. And we're all here temporarily gathered to experience a moment of connection, communion, wisdom, and silliness. And we are going to start. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do our sources have anything to say to us to introduce this call? Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you. This is the 27th of November 2013. And we look upon your planet and we connect. And we are here in a state of manifestation in the third density, and are available to connect with each and every person who wishes to be connected with and has a question. Also, whether or not it is asked, or whether or not they have a question, we are here to be available, to be with each and every one of you who wishes to be connected with or touched. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question is from Rick in Iowa City. As we have been told, the calls with our sources is outside of space and time. And that when one listens today to a replay of a call from 2 years ago. He or she is there with the group receiving the same energy and benefits of the call as the people who are at the real-time event. So let's say I had a situation years ago where I may have said something to hurt somebody. Can I now pray or intend the energy back into that place and time to heal or help heal that person so the person is not left with a scar today? Sort of like in the movie Back to the Future, where Marty McFly goes back to the 1950s to help his dad and comes back and everything is better. Could we even perhaps change history to some extent? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, you can go back in time and what is known as back in time. But really, everything is in the now, and therefore everything has a chance to be changed. So that as you change your own perspective, as you see things, as you have different feelings than you had before, then it is possible to reestablish connection with the other person, move into a different zone when thinking of the other person, and the parameters of that situation will change in time, in the current time, and you can reestablish connection. You can reestablish the ability to communicate with that person from a different place. Now, there is a raging argument whether you can go back and you can change history to the point that something totally disappears within the current time. It is not going back that changes it, because everything is in the now. The thing that changes it is your real orientation, your readdressing the issue, you changing within the parameters of time and space, the different aspects to the new, better aspects that you would like, and then it changes.
Thank you. I would imagine it works more for things that were in the vibrational sphere rather than something that was in the physical. For example, if somebody died of malaria and then there was a cure for malaria, you can't go back in time and give them the cure so they would live. I think that's what people think. But if there was a hurt established, and the hurt is being held in another dimension as well as in the body, then you could heal that hurt in yourself and the other person, and they would have the option to move with that. Is that somewhat like it is?
Yes, the elements of the dissension can be dissolved in the current moment of time, which are being held in suspension from the time when it originally happened, and this whole thing can change the relationship, so you can change the relationship from now with the parameters of dissension that are existing from the past but in the now.
Thank you. This is from Chase in Long Beach. And I have always been very sensitive and clairsentient. I pick up on feelings of those around me sometimes, too easily, and this is nearly always unwanted. The place where I've been living and planning to move away from is a city that has an extremely low vibration, downtown Long Beach. The city is almost entirely atheist with many, many young souls. Now, of course, this is Chase's take on that. We're not going to say anything is true. That's his observation. There's a large number of homeless and mentally ill population, and it feels extremely dark and fearful here. So much so that I've been having scary panic attacks and anxiety. I didn't know this when I moved here, of course, but I've since found out that there are 7 mental health clinics within a few blocks. These panic attacks never happened to me before I moved the past few months. Can you help me shield off the negative energy and beings around me in my apartment, please? And what steps can I do to shield myself off from the negative energy and thoughts surrounding me in my neighborhood until I can move? Thank you. Chase.
Thank you. One of the things that you can do is to retune yourself out of the negative thoughts that you are picking up, these thoughts from the area around you. There are other people with other vibrations in Long Beach, and there, for instance, is the vibration of the sea, the vibration of the bridges, the vibration of boats moving in and out, vibration of people attending the convention center for uplifting conventions. In the particular area where you are living, there are grounded in that area the energies of the mental institutions, mental health institutions, and the people that are struggling within those institutions. Outside of that area, in different parts of the city, there are different vibrations, and you being sensitive can follow the tuning in to some of these different vibrations. When you are experiencing the negative visions, the negative concerns, you can think of some of the other areas farther out around the city, not the homeless area, for that is nearby. Homeless area upset of the homeless, but you can move your frequencies much like tuning the radio. You can learn little bit by little bit to tune your frequencies to other aspects, and eventually to let all those frequencies go, so you do not sit in the reflected light of other people's vibrations. When you're in a city like Long Beach, there is a consensus of the different frequencies that have coalesced in the different areas. Eventually, you can learn to dismiss them and let your spirit soar and set them aside so that within your own framework you can set your own vibration to your own tune, to your own stride. And then, merely like looking at scenery, you can say, there's that downtrodden feeling of the homeless. There's that crazy feeling of mental institution. And you can park it where it is and move into your own center in your own stride. It is a good example of learning, of taking a lesson in how to be centered in your own center, in your own creativity, rather than sitting in the reflective light from those areas around you. We do not say that it is easy to dismiss those, as when you are sitting in it, it tends to move through you. But learning how to center and hold your own ground will help.
Thank you. A question from me. There is this idea that there's a macrocosm and a microcosm. And we are a microcosm as a human, and a cell in our body would be a microcosm of us. And in the macrocosm, we have the stars, we have the galaxies, we have the planets, we have other dimensions. And throughout history, there have been things which supposedly are indicators connecting the macrocosm and the microcosm. Tools like, and this will go under, for some people, it might be under divination or reflection of what's in the moment. And I'm referring to things like tea leaves, numerology, astrology, palmistry. In other words, palmistry, for some reason, the lines in your hand are indicating something about you. The random association of tea leaves in a cup is significant. When each thing, you throw coins and you read what's called a hexagram, and it's relevant to the situation. You ask a question, and somehow the hexagram indicated answers or is directed towards your question. And then, of course, there's the tarot, which, according to Carla Rucker, was a construction of the Ra group when they manifested in Egypt, which is, you know, a real effective, for many people, way of ascertaining their position in the hologram, or how all these holograms affect immediately the way cards come up. And, I mean, the Ra group may want to say something about that because they constructed it. And in any case, the question is, there's a pretty good indication that these things work. Is there a way to understand the mechanism in the universe that allows these correlations, which seem so random on one level, to oftentimes be profound on another?
Thank you. Each individual has a subtle body, a subconscious body, a energy field that is in connection with each other energy field, each other subtle body, and when a sensitive who is reading the tea leaves, who is reading the tarot cards, ghost cards, or looks into the tea leaves, it is two things. One is the placement of the leaves or the arrangement of the cards that come up, that they then within their own sensitivity, their own framework, can make the connections between the arrangements, between the cards and the things that the person is going through, the things that the person is working on, whether stated or unstated, which are there in the environment as well as within their person. As they bring their whole energy field and their connection with their surroundings and their connection with the star systems, they bring it to the table. A sensitive can see the connection, can know from the cards what they are going through. The cards, the tarot cards, were developed by the Ra group to give an outline of the things that individuals generally find in their life path to handle, to go through. There are specific things in a person's life that they go through, the birth, the finding of the way, the learning of parameters that they have available to them to use the tools that they can use in the handling of their life. The falling in love, the death, different sections of the life that an individual works on to move through. So it is all a whole. It is all there, orienting the subtle surroundings to the orientation that the person is in, and a sensitive can read these things, the clues, and can also have psychic intuitive ability to tune in from that standpoint and be able to interpret the arrangement of the cards or the cards or the arrangement of the tea leaves or what it is, the clues that the person is showing in his or her surroundings.
Question. When someone sets up tools of divination, like the tarot cards, and in fact, if you go on the market today, there's people, that, all kinds of people doing different kinds of tarot cards and decks. When a human sets up the meanings of those things, does that human actually create the significance of the images and the relationship to their interpretations? Or is he tuning in to a relationship that's pre-existing?
Hopefully, if the sensitive is of high integrity and high sensitivity and is a good seer, he, she can see what is actually there. The parameters of the cards, the content of the cards, the meaning of the cards were set upon the development of the cards. If one varies from the original meanings, then one can read the session and the results of the session astray. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Next question is, let me see here. This is from Tija in Buckinghamshire, England. I have been trying to complete an educational project for the past 10 years, and I've had great difficulty. I believe you, meaning the Elohim Ra group, I believe you contacted me with a dream about the situation, and I was shown an aspect that I had not fully realized. After the dream, I came to the conclusion that I should not continue any further with my current business partner. Was it you that contacted me? And have I made the right decision? So what is the best way to complete the project from my current position? Also, is there any relevance for a system that I created called MOTS, Mapping of Typographic Sound? Can you provide some insight into this? Thank you very much, with love to you and all the listeners. And let me make a comment on Siege's questions here. There's aspects of it. They're going to handle it however they see fit, but there's aspects of it that are kind of looking at, how can I say it, psychic influences, or have I made the right decision? That implies that there's such a thing as a wrong decision, And I'm not sure the right or wrong are the right words. It might be better or worse. But even when you make a worse decision, it leads you to a lesson of learning. So from the higher point of view, the way you learn things always is the right decision, because it's always learning, even if it's not the best decision. And on that, I'll turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the ways to look at this situation in the beautiful project that you have undertaken is to, first of all, isolate out the kernel of the beautiful information that you are seeking to map and to bring into understanding, to put down the talking, the information, all the elements of it that you are seeking to bring into the manifest and to learn about and to understand about, and see your goal. See and isolate out the beauty of your goal, the purpose of your goal. We are seeing words that are not right on the target here. The essence of your goal, the function of your goal, what it is that you wish to bring into being here, from that kernel of desired outcome, desired bringing forth, desired creativity, you can begin to see what is needed to bring that into manifestation. And the lower level functions involved with it, whether your partner works with you, whether your partner doesn't work with you, whether you let him go, whether you get a new partner, whether you work in the same location, whether there's information from outside that can be brought in, whether there's another individual working on a similar thing that could be more in sync with you, more in sync with bringing into manifestation, the project can begin to be brought into view, and you can begin to see what it is you need to do to proceed to bring in your project into the place where you can begin to see fulfillment of your idea. It will take some clear viewing of where it is that you wish to go, what it is you wish to map and you wish to bring in to clearness, to existence, to begin to outline, to know about, to understand, to see clearly. As you see the vision clearly and begin to see what it is that you wish to bring into view, then you can, from that viewpoint, see all the details surrounding it on how you can proceed.
Thank you. Question from Robin in Orange County. Even as a child, I felt like I was set apart in a different space and vibration. I used to go off by myself just wanting to be in nature, and a few years ago, I felt so much light at one point that the world just stopped. It was like someone had a pause button on light And in that moment, I saw that everything was an illusion. That was like Carlos Castaneda describes in his books. My question is this. What was the experience? What did it mean? Why do I always feel like I am in a different space-time than everyone else and have a hard time grounding to Mother Earth, which I know is important? What do I need to do most to move forward spiritually? Thank you. Robin.
Thank you. And that's from Robin?
That's from Robin.
Thank you. What city is Robin in?
In Orange County.
Irvine.
Irvine. Irvine. Thank you. Yeah.
In a sense, everyone is in a displacement, in the third density, and you are more sensitive to this. And there is a home frequency, a home vibration, a light body, where you are more familiar with the surroundings in the physical are, in a sense, a displacement from that light body. And it is a trick to coordinate your light body with your physical body, with your mental body, with your give us a moment. With your mind, it is a trick to coordinate all of these very real factors which are not you. So to try to make them you when they are, in a sense, they are traveling coordinated, harmonious with you. And in a sense, they are helpers. To realize that you, as your own being, as your own center, does not need to attempt to totally take on as an identity all of these other factors that are traveling with you will help you. And it is that you are beginning to see who you are and the factors around you and the differences between those. This is the beginning of an answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from David Mesa. I had a friend that passed away last August, and I never had a chance to say goodbye. Is he the one who showed me the vision of him laying on the floor, dead, and saying he died of a heart attack? And is he in healing?
Thank you. We see that you tuned in to this, and that he did not like to simply not be there for you or with you. He wanted to continue. When a person dies, they often do not know that they are dead because they are not. It is their body that has died, but they are there. They are there talking with you. What you can do is to talk with him and thank him for communicating with you, for talking with you. We do see that it was his sense of sharing energy with you that has showed you this. He could benefit by you simply talking to him and telling him stories or telling him something that happened between you and that you remember it. Simply talking to him, even though you may not sense his presence, but at some level, he will get it. Then, if you yourself sense that he is moving on, then let him go rather than try to draw him back. Be in a zone of free will communication between the two of you rather than attempting to force him to come back, as he is in a position of transitioning beyond that life and setting up a new chapter in his life. But he cares for you.
Win.
Yeah.
Do you have other questions?
Yes. Next question is from, let's see here. From Bridget in Deerfield, Wisconsin. Last January, I had a vision of a male coworker as a warrior angel that lasted only a few seconds. In that instant, I instinctively knew he was a leader among warrior angels. The vision was beautiful, and I felt an overwhelming amount of love emanating from this angel, like nothing I have ever experienced before, in just this short amount of time. The angel shared with me his real name, but it was not translatable into English. I also received a message from a different source simultaneously inside my head, which said one short sentence: "He fights for those who are unable to fight for themselves." I got goosebumps when I received that message, because in our 3D existence, this coworker is a paramedic, and this is exactly how he is in both his professional and his personal life. In the next instant, I was shown a second, much less spectacular vision of a different coworker who I had never met, but had seen around the hospital where we all work. This coworker, who was a male nursing assistant, was shown to me to also be a warrior angel, but I instinctively understood that he was of a lower rank than the other angel, and had come to Earth with a higher-ranking angel to serve because his higher-ranked warrior angel had encouraged him to do so. And although he made his own choice to come, he had been rather reluctant. This was an awe-inspiring experience, and I believe it was real, and not something just imagined. I would like to ask our sources if they are able to confirm for me whether this was real, since I've never had a vision of this nature before or since. And more important, why was I shown these visions and given this message? And is there anything in particular they would like to recommend that I consider doing with this information? I have pondered whether I was supposed to share this information with someone, i.e. the two co-workers, but have refrained from doing so thus far. Thank you.
Thank you. We see that this has been shown you, number one, because you are open to see it. Number two, because you have some part in this, in the warrior angel aspect towards providing healing for people, and you've been allowed to see it in that it helps you with your own warrior angel strength and sets an example for you, which the lead warrior angel is setting an example for worker team. It is a beautiful look at how things operate within more than one dimension, but yet in this third density dimension. As you look at your role in coordination with their role, it helps you set a multidimensional look at what is going on there. And you may, when you are not thinking about it even, get farther glimpses and look at the team you are working with.
When someone has a vision like this, is this a vision that they are generating themselves, or is this a vision that an angelic force outside of them projects into them?
This is an opening in the individual to actually see the manifestation that is there from the other one that is available to be seen and is being shown them by the other one. Does that make sense? Do you understand that?
Yes. Was the individual's experience relating to a prior experience of theirs in another realm?
We did see that there were other interactions in another realm. And they are part of the team, the angelic team.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you, Terry. We're going to bring this to a close. Do you have any closing comments?
We find this a sacred moment in time when we are able to spend this time with each and every person on the line, each and every person who will listen to the replay each and every person who will read a transcript. And it is a profound honor that we feel to have this opportunity. Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Rise. Thank you, our sources. And we are going to adjourn this call. And we'll see you, any of you, Sunday. And we really wish you very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And it's a good day to find something to be grateful for. And on Friday, watch your emails. We're going to do a Black Friday, I don't call it Black Friday, White Friday mailing on pendants. And if you're thinking about Christmas gifts, we're going to do a really super deal on less attendance, which you can give to your friends if you want to. And on that note, I'm going to mute everybody.
Your conference recording has stopped.
And we'll see you next time.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Every single
thank
person,
you.
Give yourself a hug.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
If no one else will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Wynn. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Love life to everybody.
Grateful to be part of the group.
Thanks, Wynn. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
happy
you
Turkey Day, Carla.
Is this Carla's birthday?
No. Happy Turkey Day.
Oh, happy
no,
Turkey
not.
Day. Okay. All right. Great. All right. And Dwayne, are you there?
Of course.
Just making sure. Okay.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Have a great Thanksgiving, one.
Bye.
Bye.